With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Eating the recommended amount of fruits and vegetables is a proven way to help prevent serious medical conditions like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and even certain types of cancer. But getting access to that fresh produce or even affording it can be a challenge for some people. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares how the Aspirus Fruit and Vegetable Prescription Program is helping bridge that gap as part of our Rooted Up North series.
For almost a decade now, the Aspirus Fruit and Vegetable Prescription Program has been helping people get better access to fruits and vegetables that may not have been a regular part of their diet. Tara Drager is the Aspirus System Director of Community Health and Equity. She says part of the motivation for the program was changing how people saw hospitals. Not just a place to go when you get sick, but a place to prevent illness.
We want to connect our patients with local produce, support the farmers, and get our patients eating better. So why not write a prescription and see if that motivates people to attend the farmers markets and start eating healthy and start talking about how, what is this vegetable and how can I make it and how do I prepare it for my family? That was kind of the essence of the fruit and veggie prescription program.
Since 2016, the program has expanded to 30 farmers markets in Michigan, Minnesota, and the UP. Qualifying patients will get vouchers they can use at any of the participating markets. Drager says this has been an especially important program in food deserts.
The more fruits and vegetables you eat, the less prepackaged food you're probably going to eat. And then it's powerful for families to model healthy behaviors, right? If the parent is giving a voucher and they're bringing home fruits and vegetables, the kids are then eating that and they're building those lifelong habits of good nutrition.
Drager says the program is focused on higher risk patients as funding for it is dependent on grants and donations. While it's helping people eat healthier, Drager says it's also helping support local farmers at the markets.
Really connecting them with their local farmer to understand where their fruits and vegetables are grown and how they tell if it's ripe and how they prepare it and how they cook it for their family is really powerful.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
WXPR has been bringing you recipes to try with produce you'll find at local farmers markets as part of our Rooted Up North series. Look for Rooted Up North under the podcast tab at WXPR.org to find recipes as well as a map of farmers markets in the region. Health workers report additional cases of measles in Oconto County. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services and Oconto County Public Health say 5 additional cases have been seen. That's in addition to 9 cases confirmed in the county August 2nd. Health officials say measles appears to be spreading locally in Oconto County. They are working to identify and notify people who may have been exposed. Anyone who develops symptoms of measles should stay home. The disease is highly contagious, but can be prevented with a vaccine. A Wisconsin judge has declined to dismiss felony charges against 2 attorneys and a former aide to President Donald Trump, who advised Trump in 2020 as part of a plan to submit paperwork falsely claiming that the Republican had won the battleground state that year. Dane County Circuit Judge John Hyland on Friday rejected the motions to dismiss the 11 felony charges filed against the 3 defendants. The charges are for using forgery in an attempt to defraud each of the 10 Republican electors who cast their ballots for Trump that year. Trump won Wisconsin in 2016 and 2024, but lost in 2020 and tried unsuccessfully to overturn his defeat. A new study shows more than half of the nation's rural counties do not have enough lawyers. Mike Moen reports.
The findings were compiled by researchers at Iowa State University. They focused on the number of practicing private attorneys available for hire in situations like criminal cases, divorce disputes, and estate matters. This topic also has been the focus of law professor Hannah Haxgard.
In generations past, there were more towns that just had a single lawyer sitting on Main Street who was a general provider. And as those folks have retired, they found it really hard to recruit replacements.
She and the study authors say when small-town youth attend law colleges in bigger cities, they're more likely to stay there than come back home. Hexgard, who has written a book on this topic, says it isn't just pay, surrounding amenities, or population loss narrowing the talent pipeline. She says the next generation of rural lawyers would have to embrace being a general legal counsel.
Lawyers in big cities have different types of work. They might specialize more in a small town. You are kind of the problem solver.
The ISU study recognized various states for boosting recruitment, but adds it won't be effective if it's the only solution. It says allowing licensed paraprofessionals to take on certain cases with oversight is a strong approach. I'm Mike Moen.
The city of Wisconsin Rapids will install a safe surrender box at the fire station for new mothers to give up their babies up to 72 hours following birth. Mayor Matt Zacher says he knows the issue can be polarizing, but taking care of babies is something that we can agree on.
We're taking care of babies. We all want to take care of the babies that are brought into this world. So that's the most important thing.
Zacher says he doesn't want first responders in the city to find themselves wondering what if in the event the worst happens.
What if we should have had it? You know, we don't really want to take such a bad situation and make it worse.
He says there are only a handful of safe surrender boxes in the state, but he expects the idea will catch on in central Wisconsin. Some details still need to be finalized, but Zacher says they don't present hurdles that will trip up the proposal.
You know, if it is anonymous and, you know, somebody drops a baby off that's a couple months old or something like that, how do you handle that kind of situation?
Zacher says the city is reviewing the contract with the baby box provider. An installation date has not been finalized. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.